You've arrived to the Nipple Whiskers Podcast with your host, Bob Dog. He doesn't like you either. Come along as he explores the shadows of yesterday's failures in order to gain the knowledge required for a better tomorrow. The journey starts now.
Let's go! What's happening, folks? Oh, man, life is good for me. I hope life is good for you. I truly mean that, man, from the bottom of my heart. If there's anything I can do to help any of y'all, man, especially MJ, that one goes out to you. I seen somebody struggling on the X, and, man, my heart just goes out to anybody struggling, man. Just, damn, I don't even know. First, let me knock off the dust, literally. Dang, it's been a minute since I was on this microphone, man. I've missed y'all. I've been grinding. But before I get to that, dang, man, I don't remember when the last episode. I've made a couple episodes, but I'm pretty sure I didn't put them on. So I don't remember when the last one I put on was. My heart goes out to everybody in Russia that had to endure that tragedy. That was just horrible. And just my heart breaks for these types of things, man, for just everybody. I wish everybody can win. I understand competition, and that's not how competition works. But at the same time, I hate to see people struggle. I know 90% of it is due to choices. There's definitely, you know, a handful of people that never really got a chance. For them, my heart breaks as well. And it's tough, man. It's tough as fuck for all of us. I don't think very many of us do get a very easy life. I think everybody has their own problems, so I really try not to judge anybody, because people look at me and they can think one thing, but they really do not know anything about a motherfucker. So speaking on that, oh, man, just my heart breaks for enough of y'all, man, for every one of y'all. But ain't nobody gonna cry for me. So at the end of the day, I gotta save myself from me. That is the damn truth, bro. So I missed everybody. Definitely missed everybody. I have been thinking a lot of doing an episode, but I've been grinding. I don't think I've spoken to y'all since I started my job, and I am basically up to started as an assembler. I started as service tech when I went in initially, and then they found out the skills that I had. So they've been testing me, shooting me here and there, working with customers on the phone, diagnosing their issues. I'm actually assembling and building cars. As of today, the dude made me a manager in charge of all of the crew on the side that I know. He said my title was going to be general manager, but we'll see. End of the day, we signed a bunch of paperwork, got the money situated. That's a whole nother story. And I am officially an employee of the Chinese government. That is something that I can say, and I say it very proudly. I'm not ashamed. You know what I mean? You can judge me if you want to. That was my whole point of making an episode, was on judgment. I've been dwelling on it for over 2 weeks, I think now has probably been the delay. I've made the episode twice. I've just not been satisfied with it. End of the day is something that I really thought about ever since, you know, I had some people on Twitter hit me with the don't judge, stay curious. That was Mr. Turner. I would shout you out if I could at you on this one, just because it really made me think, you know what I mean? Because I'll speak on this. I'm not a religious person. We can start with that one. I know in the Bible it says thou shalt not judge and all that stuff. But as far as realistically judging, that's literally what I do for a living. I am a QC guy, quality assurance, quality control. I tell people when shit's not up to standards, you know what I mean? That's what I do, is sit down and I judge everything going out the door, and I've got to give it an approval, or it's not going to happen, or it has to get approval from the owner. And then from there, you know, we take off. So it's been very interesting working for this company. Like I said, I start from the bottom. I start grinding just like I did at every other one of my companies. Big shout out, you know, to the bottling plant out here in Colton, man. I held it down there, started from the bottom, worked my way up to, you know, QC. And from there, I jumped into batching. From batching, I jumped over to manager, lead, worked my way up on the weekends. I was running the spot, had everybody underneath me giving breaks. It was good place, man, good place. Definitely had to go out front, you know what I mean? But that's a whole different situation. Always down to go get down, but other times you got to end up in HR and take care of it that way. So either way that goes, we just from there, you know what I mean? And definitely, that's just part of it. They definitely look at you different. They're like, man, that fool just stepped out front yesterday. Like, hey, you know what I mean? They definitely going to do what you, well, you know, I'm not going to ask you to do anything that I wouldn't do myself. With that being said, I'm down to bust my ass when I'm at work because I understand I'm on somebody else's dime. So it's very interesting watching it all go down, and it's cool having the authority from the boss to just, we're going to get this thing right. You know what I mean? He's giving me freedom. He's definitely bought a bunch of tools. What I do currently is assemble off-road vehicles, and they come straight from China. There ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about where these crates come from. They come in, we assemble them, and then we send them out. And that's all I know. We come in, we break down the crate, we, you know, assemble what we have to assemble as far as roll cage to slap the tires on, do what we got to do, and get them on the road. That's all we do. So it's not very difficult. We just got to do it to a certain standard because these are some very, you know, these things are snatching some substantial funds would be the correct way to put it, because I have nothing. I'm not in the market like that. I didn't know what these things run for. So I used to ride dirt bikes. I mean, we're talking 15 years ago type things. And even then my dad was buying them. I wasn't buying my own dirt bikes. I wasn't even in the price. I've never owned a pickup truck. So I've never had a reason to even look to purchase a dirt bike. So I couldn't even tell you what those run. Street bikes, I can tell you a little bit hit or miss on used ones. I've never really priced new ones. And I had no fucking idea what those ATV things are running that people are riding at Glamis and stuff. I know that people say that they cost a lot of money, and I could only imagine what the American ones are, you know, fetching. I should actually start checking out the market on that. But all that aside, it's official, folks. I got a job. I went in the door as one job in one building, went in. The manager guy, he kept coming over. So I worked for this lady. She ran the spot. But there was always this guy that would come over as a manager, tell us what we're going to build and go from there. Now, I basically had to sign paperwork, and I quit one company and I jumped over to another one. Now it's across the street, but I actually work in the same building. I just started a different time. It's very interesting. Definitely started a new payroll because I got all my cash out of that company cashed out, and life is good, man. Life is good for me. It feels just like any other job, to be honest. And that's what my whole episode, like I said, I've been contemplating was just about judgment. And I cast a judgment upon myself. I understand the global impact of, you know, this type of work. I understand the economy and how it, you know, is marketing. And at this point, China is the winning team when it comes to just growth. I don't think there's any question about that. They've been supplying us as Americans for a very, very, very long time. So I don't look at this any differently in that sense. People that have been listening to me for a while know that I'm not judgmental in any way, shape, or form. When I walk in that door, I don't give a damn what you speak. I don't care about any of that. I'm here to work. If you want to, provide me my wages, I have no political views. I just finished working for a Trump-type mechanic. Now I'm over here working for the opposite. You know what I mean? It's just, I love everything about it. I love everybody. So I have no discrimination when it comes to that type of stuff. But it is a trip when I think about it. Just because I always look back and I always know, like, man, they just went in the game. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. I've always looked at Chinese products as, you know, when I was growing up, when it said made in China, especially if it was a tool or something like that, or even, when it came to a vehicle or something, you'd be like, yeah, probably not, you know, not going to buy that. I've watched it grow so much, and I can second vouch that with Harbor Freight. You know, and when I think about Harbor Freight used to be crap, man. I bought a socket set from Harbor Freight back in the day and went to pop a 13-millimeter socket, and the thing just flowered, just literally just wide open. I was like, what the hell is this? Like, it was disgusting. Today, I will buy pretty much anything from Harbor Freight. Between their customer service, and they'll just refund you if it ever broke like that, I'm sure. And for the most part, it doesn't break. I have a bunch of it. I actually use the impact on some chrome sockets. You know, my mechanic folks, y'all know what I'm talking about. It works, man. It works. It's been huge improvements on their quality, and my job is to improve the quality on this side. So I take it with a badge of honor. I'm very, you know, prideful of what I do for a living, and that's what got me in the position that I'm in. So it's been very interesting. I don't care if you judge me, honestly. That doesn't pay my bills, and at this point, this is what does. I was willing to work for whoever paid me. Anybody who knows that, man. I've done way worse in my life. So, hey, I'm not running, you know, I ain't running no crack house no more. I'm not doing nothing stupid. I'm just out here trying to make everybody, you know, the team better. I'm trying to just contribute in any way that I can, and I'm just here to help. That's the honest truth. So I'm glad to have this opportunity. I take it as a huge blessing, a huge responsibility. Nobody got me in the door, just grinding, went to an interview. It was very interesting to begin with, just because we had a huge miscommunication. But at the end of the day, I got in the door. Like I said, just give me the opportunity and it'll happen. And I was able to move up really quick. With that being said, I go in with my hair did every day. I definitely go in with my button ups. I dress appropriately. I'm not going in there looking like no fool, you know what I mean? I'm just going in grinding my ass off. So it's very interesting to be on a new team, and it's amazing. I'm not gonna lie, just the love. It's a hire fire company, don't get me wrong. I've seen people fired right before me, and it's cutthroat. There is no, you know, coming back from that. So like he said, hire slow, fire quick. He didn't say that. I actually said that, and that's just the way that it goes. I understand the game. You got to go out there. You got to produce. So I go out there every day trying to earn my keep and then some. You know what I mean? I want to see a team win. I'm tired of being with companies. I think it's been almost six in a row now that's just been going down, 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 down. And it's like, how are we going to keep doing this? So life is good, folks. I'm finally living up on that side as far as the finances and having a decent, you know, job again and just on that grind. It was nice while it lasted, not working a job all the time. So that you know, no excuse. I'm only working about 8 hours a day. Very short drives home within 30 minutes to and from. So a lot different than I was doing when I was working 9-10 hours a day and then doing 3 hours driving to go pick up the kid and come home, and totally different ball game. With that being said, as soon as I come home, especially all that time at home spending it with my daughter, as soon as I get home, she sees me and she just lights up like 4th of July. It's amazing, and she just gets so excited, and dad, let's go do something, let's go to the park. So almost every day we go somewhere, whether we're going to the park or museum or doing something. She just went thrift store shopping with me last weekend. Thrift store, garage sales, estate sales. It was awesome. We had a blast. Dang, I got more cards, $50 bin of cards. That's been, you know, on Collects. I don't know if you're on the Collects app. Definitely have all that posted on there. I have not been cross-platforming a lot of my vintage with, you know, eBay and stuff, just because I don't want to search for certain, start posting things twice. And a lot of these vintage cards show up on Collect, so I don't have to input them. A lot of them just boom, boom, add right to my collection. Very easy, minimal fees compared to eBay, I'm pretty sure. Do your own research. I just know that typically they take about $1 from me when I'm selling, you know, I think like, I don't know. Don't quote me on none of that. You do the damn math. Do your research. D-Y-O. R. There you go. If you ever see that, that's what that stands for. Do your own research. Life is good, folks. So just about judgment, like I said, I've been thinking about this a lot, just because I'm not a religious guy. I'm going to be completely honest. I'm comfortable. I make judgments my entire life. If I wasn't making judgments, I'd be in some horrible fucking situations. Everybody I know is dead or in life in prison, growing up, literally, or is still spun out and who knows where. It was ugly. And however, you know, I never did drugs. I hung out with a lot of drug addicts or drug salesmen, more current to later life drug addicts. They weren't drug addicts when I knew them, but as soon as I take off for a couple months, man, these dudes on some dope. It's just crazy, man. I definitely hung out with a lot of drug addicts and hoped for the best with them, but at the same time, I grew up around drugs, so I was just comfortable with it. Life is good, folks. Life is so fucking good for me right now just to be alive. There's certain things physically that I'm hurting, you know, or things like that. And just, I'm so thankful for the opportunity to wake up and wiggle my toes. I'm so thankful that my eyes still, you know, just to be able to see. I don't know if there's any blind people out there or people that have experienced anything like that, but just close your eyes for a day and try to navigate life. You know, there's just so much to be thankful for. Just the ability to breathe is just, I'm so grateful. For those that do follow me on Twitter, I definitely did post a picture, but last week's garage sale, just because it's in front of me, last weekend's, I got some mechanical gears, 3D wooden puzzle clock of a giant puzzle. I got a marijuana grower's handbook that I'm going to flip on eBay. I got three Playboy puzzles for $3 a piece. Those sell for damn near $30. I just got to build them. You know, I got to build them to make sure all the pieces are there because they have been opened. And, you know, I got to make sure I'm not there to see no titties. I know it's all centerfold exposure, but maybe there's some nipple whiskers and I got to discover them. Give it up. All right. So I did cop them things. What else did I get? Oh, I got a little remote control car that I can't seem to find any replica of that looks super OG from the hobby. Got to see what that turns out to. And I got a sharpshooter pin from Los Angeles County Sheriff's shooting range, something like that. I also got a Clinton Gore old pin that you put on your T-shirt or wherever your vest, whatever the hell they do, political pin. I just been copping things, you know what I mean? And just got to post. I haven't even posted those ones for sale. I have so many cards. I got to get on my grind, folks. There's nothing but excuses. Like I said, I just been putting things back and just enjoying every second that I could with my daughter. The reason that I'm making this episode, I'm not going to lie, is because they are actually down at the beach right now enjoying their lives to the fullest, which is so super dope with me, her and her mom, just out enjoying life. And it gave me the opportunity to jump on here. I don't feel guilty. I'm not going to lie. When I'm in here, I just want to be out with there with her and hanging out with her. And I need to just get her on a podcast. But every time she says she'll do it, and then she comes in here and gets shy. And, oh, man, nothing but excuses. I just got to get her in here and just get her used to it. She definitely wants to make YouTube videos, has talked about it. But I've done nothing but recorded them. I just haven't posted them. But I do have some videos on my camera. Got to get better with the editing and linking our actual voices from my Rode Podcaster to my video and being able to create sound effects after and add them in. And it, you know how much work that is, folks. Like I said, it's all just time. I did pick up, I don't know if I mentioned it, I picked up like a 1998 Honda Civic. That's in my garage, been getting broke down to parts. I just been grinding. So I do apologize that I haven't been on here more. I have made two podcasts in the past, like I said, and just haven't put them out, at least two that I can remember, and haven't put those out, maybe more, but it just didn't feel right. So I was talking about judgment, and it just always felt like more in a negative fashion, and I didn't want to belittle anybody's, you know, view of it, and it was just something that I really had to think about because I had to listen to what Gary Vee was saying, and he was like, don't overvalue others' opinions of you, but there was nothing about don't judge people. And I think that as an entrepreneur and stuff, you're moving people. Me as a manager, especially now, I have to understand what people are good at, how to put them in the best opportunity to succeed. That's my goal. What you do with the opportunity is up to you, but I do need to know that you have the opportunity to succeed. I don't know if that makes any sense. So essentially, in production standpoint, where I am now, I've got to make sure that everything you need is going to be there, or I take care of that issue before it's time to have those things there. Not sure if that makes any sense to you guys, but if it doesn't, I don't know what to tell you. You probably haven't been in that space. I also worked at the water facility. Man, big shout out, Freddie. Man, I truly appreciate you. I know you probably don't listen. Maybe you do. Man, one hell of a teacher. He definitely was a very strict fella, very stern guy. You definitely did not want to cross paths with him, but at the same time, same dude I went to the strip club with and watched the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? We were tipping girls to get off the stage so we could see the projection. It was one hell of a day, one hell of a memory. It was just gratitude, folks. Gratitude. I didn't see no nipple whiskers that day. I'll tell you what, man. I'll tell you what. Oh, gratitude, folks. What else has been going on? P. Diddy, man, what the fuck, dude? Damn, Cat Williams, man. Oh, my fault. I think I blew the damn equalizer in this motherfucker. Cat Williams been telling us, folks. I mean, there ain't no way around that. Cat Williams, I've been trying to post it. Cat Williams is the truth. Nobody can question Cat Williams now. The dude came out and just was telling us about P. Diddy taking them booty holes. And look at P. Diddy now. He is gone, ran away, ain't coming back. You know it's going to take something special to get his ass back. So very interesting to see how that all works out. Damn, man, they got R. Kelly. Now they got P. Diddy. I be hearing a lot about Jay-Z. Who knows what's next? I don't want to say nobody's name because I really, especially when it comes to Jay-Z, P. Diddy wasn't a fan. I know he teamed up with Big, so you got to give him that respect. But as far as music, man, we can't lose Jay-Z, man, because I love Jay-Z's music. A lot of his old stuff, man, that's part of my childhood. I can't say P. Diddy is part of my childhood. He was more part of the radio part of my childhood, but I didn't listen to the radio very much. Unless we're talking back in the day when I was a kid and we had them little cassette tapes that you had to put like paper in the top of to cover those two little holes so you can actually record over, you know, the official tapes. You got a recordable tape. You didn't have to worry about that. But typically you had like one of your parents' old cassette tapes and you were recording Wu-Tang over it off the radio. So that's how it used to go, man. I don't know how y'all lived, but that's how we did. Eventually, we did get Napster. We got LimeWire, and who even knows what people are using today to get music. I'm not even on that level. I need to be doing it. I just pay for Apple Music and do something stupid. Oh, man, but I support, man. I don't try to take nothing free from nobody. I guess that's what it comes down to, besides UFCs, because I can't afford them all the time, but a lot of times I don't watch it. I just jump in the UFC Strike Discord and just have to watch them. Like, man, hopefully somebody comments and then somebody eventually is like, oh, I think this person won that round. And you're like, oh, I get to watch it on X later, hopefully. Life is good, folks. Like I said, I got no complaints. Everything that I get is just, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. And most of the time I just give it away anyway. So judgment, I don't place my judgment off people, folks. I don't give a damn what you're going to do with it, but I will judge you in the sense where, like, I got to determine if you're safe for my kid to be around. You know what I mean? I don't give a damn what you do, but I am going to judge you off your actions. So, like, your beliefs and that type of stuff, I don't judge you. But when it comes to a quality, if you're selling something, if I'm going to judge the quality of that product and be brutally honest, like, that's a 100%. You know what I mean? And I did mention on X that, you know, it was a dispute that I had with a fella on X about just the quality of a Gary V hat. And I'm not a fan of trucker hats. I'm also not a fan of snapbacks. I did get a snapback hat at work today, but it wasn't a trucker hat. And I mentioned that those are the cheapest hats you could possibly get. You can get them for like $2 on Amazon or eBay or something if you pick up enough of them. And it was just a patch on there. And I just mentioned that it was like a low quality hat and I'm more into fitted and colorful hats, blah, blah, blah. And people just got offended. Like, don't judge, you know, it's just like, that's a product. He puts it out there for my judgment. Like, that's what I judge. And not saying I won't even buy the motherfucker just to support his vision. So a lot of like V-Friends cards and everything, I don't play the V-Friends games. I don't think that they'll increase in value. Definitely, I think while they're hot, is probably you sell them now. But if you got them, whatever, if you think they're going to go up in value long term, it could happen. I've just seen enough, I mean, amazing sports stars in history just fade away. And there are so many amazing sports athletes and their like cards sell for $20. And they were sensational talents on the football field. So I don't see how the V-Friend character, especially in the Gary V, if he passes away, once he passes away, you think those will go up? Will Gary V be remembered or forgotten? And that's a whole long-term game we could talk about. But with that being said, I didn't plan to live past 25, so I have never played the long-term game, which is why I actually just buy V-Friends cards to support Gary V's vision, and hopefully he can buy the Jets. I only buy Gary V stuff because I love that guy. What he's done for me is unmeasurable and beyond what money can purchase. So when I do buy his things, it's not because I think they're the best things that I could buy with my money. I literally buy them because I love that motherfucker. I literally still have a pair of 9.5 Reebok shoes sitting here. I ain't even 9.5. Like, I hit the homie if he wanted them, and He was cool on the V-Friends thing. Like I said, I got some hood fella friends. I know he was a 9.5. I shot him a picture. He was like, what is that, Pokemon? I was just like, come on, man. Told him about the accountable aunt and never even got no reply. So I know what that means. It's a hood fella thing. You know what I mean? You ain't got to. Hey, man, I was just offering you a free set of shoes. So I should actually probably look into doing something with them. But, man, I love you motherfuckers. I just wanted to go out and say that I hate you all equally. You know what I mean? At the end of the day. So I have no problem being a manager. My boss knows that. I do love what I'm able to do at work. They gave me a carburetor challenge just a couple days ago. I did get a little more gas on me than I did want to. However, I replaced what needed to be replaced, diagnosed it, sent it on its way. I actually couldn't test it because there was no battery and I didn't know how to start it. So I just left everything where it was, told the guy who was in the area. I was like, hey, there ain't no battery. I don't know how to do this. I'm going to the other side. So I took off back to the other side. And he went back, fired it up, said everything worked right as, you know, as was supposed to. And I got an approval from the boss man, from everybody involved, and I just went on my ways. I was actually just walked back to clock out, and they was like, hey, it fired up. I was like, yeah. And then my boss, the owner, he's actually the owner on the other side. He walked out. He was like, good job, Rob. It all worked. I was like, thank you, man. When it comes to old carburetor stuff, man, I grew up doing that type of stuff. So that's right in my ballpark. He says, you know, he has a couple of people that can work on the electrical side of things, but when it comes to those old schools, like he likes, he has a GTO. It's a different ball game. So I love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. I'm not going to drag this on any further. We do got to get back on the P. Diddy subject eventually. I will have to get back into that just because, I mean, there's just too much that has got to be getting into. Judgments, I will place my judgments on his ass. I place my judgments comfortably on people's actions. See, I don't judge people by their words too much, by any of that. You can say whatever you want on, you know, Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, X, or whatever the hell, anything. You can say you're on TikTok. You can say anything you want on whatever. Talk is cheap. I do judge people by their actions, 100%. If you're going to sell me a product, I will judge you by your product. You know what I mean? And Gary Vee, I'm still getting a V-Friends 1, motherfucker. One day, I will get it. Don't give up on me, bro. And even if you do, I don't care because I'm not giving up on myself. As the only person that can, you know, fix what I got going on. I got to look at the person in the mirror. And not only that, I got to, you know, provide for my little people. So I love to have more that I could actually give away. So that's the only reason if I make anything off this podcast and it blows up, just know I'm back to the giveaways. I'm back to the poker tournaments that I ran for years, man, without getting a damn penny, and just gave out hundreds of dollars in NFTs. Unfortunately, when all those NFTs rugged, I gave up. It broke my damn heart. I can't lie. So, oh, man, I should have placed better judgment on all of them motherfuckers. But the only NFTs is still trooping, man. I give it to Gary Vee. That's why I take my hat off. I still preach about this dude to the day just because looking back, man, he was always the direction. I just fell off. I couldn't afford a V-Friend 1 and they were in the Dutch auction. And that I didn't lack the discipline. The money burned a hole in my pocket and I ended up buying something else. I bought into Project URS and it flopped and team fell apart and I learned about rugs and then I bought into another one and I learned more about rugs and then I bought into another one and I relearned more about rugs and a lot of the NFT folks know. So I appreciate each and every one of y'all. I'm really getting off the mic this time just because, well, I got a drink in the freezer, and if it hasn't blown up by now, it probably will soon. So I love, appreciate each and every one of y'all. If you do, you know, follow me on eBay. Hey, I'm posting a lot of things on my store right now. I'm looking at all this stuff in front of me. I got to get rid of it. I love, appreciate each and every one of y'all. I got to get back to the grind. And I hope that you are too. Like I said, if you'd ever like to get on the podcast, reach out to me. We can debate basically over anything. We can just conversate. We can talk about hate. We can love it together. I really do not mind. Damn, man. Hondas. That's been my life. I've been, like, real life outside here. I'm just breaking down Hondas, doing my thing, selling a lot of Honda parts. It's been amazing. I love that community. I'm in so many communities, and it's been crazy because my phone blows up now with CRX part questions. And like I said, I think I made a podcast since I went out. JB, man, what's up, man? I know he wants to come by and make a podcast after I went by and replaced his rebuilt his alternator out on the street just because he was stranded out here on Baseline. And that's my dog, man. I seen him the other day. He was driving by, this revved up on me like, yes, sir. So I love, appreciate each and every one of y'all. I need to get out there, get on my Honda thing. But at the same time, I have so many cards in front of me. My family will be home soon. I can't wait till they're back. I hug each and every one of them and just thankful for every fucking day, man. I hope you all are too. They're not promised. Time is unvaluable. Unvaluable? I think unvaluable, but it's priceless, folks. Don't waste it. Don't fucking waste it. And I realize, like, I've been feeling a lot stronger now that I'm up at work and doing my thing. When I was sitting around doing nothing, man, I was definitely in more pain than I have been since I've been out grinding, busting my ass, having tasks, and try to stay healthy, folks. Any health that you have, enjoy it, man, and take care of yourselves. I definitely haven't been in my life when I should have been, and I'm paying the price each and every day. So just be grateful, folks. If there's anything I can do to help anybody, man, reach out to me. So anybody, especially mental health, those types of things, man, I don't really talk about it too much, but I've definitely been in Patton Mental Institute just visiting, and I have visited a lot of family member and a lot of health, you know, mental institute ward, mental ward type things. So you can holla for a dollar, man. It's actually for free. You can always holla at me. So Bob Dog, I'm out. Love y'all.
The time has come. You've been listening to the Nipple Whiskers Podcast with your host, Bob Dog. He doesn't like you either. Follow us on social media, subscribe on YouTube, and visit nipplewhiskerspodcast.com for exclusive offers and information on upcoming episodes. This podcast will now self-destruct in 3, 2, 1.